Jeremy Bradley here, back on the shag carpet. Roseanne would not have it any other way, and I'm here with one of her daughters. Lisa Goranson is joining us. How are you?
I'm well. I'm very good, thank you.
Now, I know that it's kind of a little bit of a reunion. Your TV brother is just coming up the carpet a little bit. Roseanne just stepped out.
Yes.
I mean, what are those memories that you have of being on the show, Roseanne? Here's your brother joining us right now.
I like to call them traumas.
Oh, Jeremy Bradley here.
Michael Fishman,
nice to meet
you. Not with Michael, but definitely with Roseanne. And I mean, pretty much everyone but Michael I had some kind of trauma with. Mm. But not you, Michael.
No.
What happened?
What is that?
I'm the nice guy.
I was going to say, guys are easier to get along with, maybe. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
No, I'm the nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that bad, was I?
No,
I tried
to be sneaky. So usually I found a way to blame it on other people.
None of us were completely exempt.
Okay, well, I was going to say, Roseanne's, you know, obviously very funny. I mean, what kind of antics were going on? You know, you guys were kids at the time doing the show. Were the grown-ups doing a little bit different? You're kind of looking at
there
Michael.
There were grown-ups?
Well, they appeared to be.
But
I was watching. Sorry. I was a kid. I was watching it. But you know, what was it like on the set? Did you
crazy
know that Roseanne
fun
was
as? It was crazy.
Crazy
is definitely a good word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just like
productive.
A lot of.
But really productive.
Very productive, very intense, and very lots of very big personalities.
Yeah. What did Roseanne teach you as young actors when you were coming up on the show? Was there one little tidbit or nugget that she gave you that you just stuck with you now in your grown-up life?
Just go for it.
Don't
be afraid to say things that other people may not like.
Mm. Yeah, I think just her conviction. She's someone that I didn't really is kind of unparalleled in terms of sticking to their guns, mm-hmm, and following through with, you know,
fighting for a vision.
Yeah,
fighting
exactly
for what she really wanted and what was important to her.
Yeah.
And of all the years that the show was on the air, do you have one singular moment that sticks out in your mind and you just either you're smiling already? Come on, what are you thinking about?
I don't know. It's so funny because people would ask me that, but now that Michael's here, it's like a whole different thing.
Okay, I want to hear what you say.
No, I always say that haircutting when she cut my hair.
Yeah.
When she chopped my ponytail off. Because come on.
Yeah, that's pretty.
But I'm trying to think of there was just so much.
Yeah, I mean, we did so many really unprecedented classic.
Well, I was
going to
say there was masturbation. There was
episodes
or just anything. Well, I mean either or. I mean, do you have a favorite episode even?
Well, I guess there was for me the birth control episode was something that, mm-hmm, I don't know. I had fun shooting. I love the Halloween shows.
Yes,
and
though
the Dream Show was really cheesy.
The Dream Show. Remember when you had to wear that stupid eye patch all day for the Halloween episode?
Oh, God, yeah. No, the Halloween shows were the most fun.
Because
we love getting in our costumes. And we always had this joke that, you know, the Connor family's poor, but we save all year for Halloween. You know, like that's, we spend like thousands and thousands of dollars on Halloween, but then we can't afford to buy underwear the next week.
Okay, so I was going to say, so how much of Roseanne's TV persona is actually Roseanne?
I would say a lot of it. I would
80%.
Say, I would say she was very honest about who she was, and I think that's why people really gravitated to her.
Now, I know that you guys have to get inside because the show's about to start, but
it is.
I know. We could stay out here all night, right? That's the thing. But I'll let you guys get back inside.
Okay.
All right, Lisa and Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Nice to meet you.